You know, as I said, with all the headwinds and the roadblocks and the speed bumps and the nonsense and the noise, it's amazing that this president has gotten anything done. But he has some big accomplishments, tax cuts, historical, reforming the VA, prison reform, a whole assortment of things. And one of the things he'd like to get done that's just sitting there is the USMCA, which would be beneficial to Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Ohio and Indiana and, frankly, the whole country. But some of us, like Michigan, we have more trade with Canada than any other state. It's a big deal to us. And sitting down with me is Steve Senske, the Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture. Mr. Deputy Secretary, thank you for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you so much, Steve.
So tell me, I mean, you were a soybean. You're in beans your whole life. You've been in agriculture your whole life. You know a thing or two about it. How critical is this to the agricultural sector of America?
It really is critical. That is why it's so important that we have Congress pass the USMCA. It's a great agreement. It benefits farmers and ranchers. Canada and Mexico are U.S. agriculture's number one and number two trading partners.
Sure.
So for farmers and ranchers, they're the biggest markets in the world. And under the USMCA, we not only lock in the great benefits that we've had under those agreements, but really crack open additional market access under that agreement as well, particularly into Canada, where
sure.
our farmers have been discriminated against.
Now, let me back up, because I want to talk about a couple of other things that have happened recently that this would dovetail into. First of all, a $7 billion agricultural deal with the nation of Japan that the president helped craft here just recently. More recently than that, we've heard about a deal for, I'll say pork and beans, for pork and soybeans to China, picking up more agricultural products. Those are all positive, headed in the right direction too, are they not?
They certainly are. And, of course, Japan is a huge market for U.S. farmers and ranchers. It was always under the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. It was always the crown jewel. The biggest benefits that we're going to accrue to farmers and ranchers were from Japan. And President Trump said, I believe I can get a great agreement with Japan under a bilateral basis. And so he set out to do that, and he did that. And we're going to be having, you know, $7 billion worth of our agriculture exports to Japan being either duty-free or at reduced duties.
And as you see those things spread out, and you see a demand for pork, a chicken is a big poultry, a big part of the deal with the USMCA, or beans, or whatever it may be. It drives not just the farming sector, but you also look at things like John Deere, New Holland. You know, you see implements, because if there's a good demand and the price is good and there's movement, it affects all sorts of other things in a positive way as well, does it not?
It sure does. I mean, when you have farmers and ranchers that are able to trade through expanded market access, like we have achieved and are working on, it trickles down from Main Street all the way to the manufacturing sector. It means that farmers and ranchers are investing in new equipment. They're spending money in town at the car dealership, buying new trucks. It really does have a real knock-on effect.
So when you look at, again, I look at the trifecta of states that tipped the scale in the 2016 election, that being Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, all have a tremendous amount at stake in the USMCA, and yet it sits there and it flounders and nothing happens. But I've heard in the last few days, Nancy Pelosi, maybe she'll consider it. I don't know. I feel like it's all political, and I think that's too bad because of the great benefits that you've outlined for us.
Yeah, we really just need to get this done. You know, I think U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer has been negotiating in very good faith with the Speaker Pelosi and the
sure.
Democrats that she's appointed to try to resolve any concerns that they have about the agreement. But, you know, there comes a time that we just need to get it done. We have all of the benefits. We have the benefits for farmers and ranchers. We have the benefits for workers, for the auto industry. We have all of those benefits that are being held up, and we just need to get it done, because it not only is keeping us from achieving the benefits under this agreement, but it also, the rest of the world is watching. There's other free trade agreements that we want to strike with other countries
sure.
around the world, and they're watching. And if they're saying that if this Congress can't approve a really good trade agreement that's a win, why should we negotiate with the United States?
Right. And it's a great point you make there. Steve Senske is here, the Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture, talking about the USMCA that's been sitting there, approved by Mexico, approved by Canada, waiting to go forward. All we need to do is get Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the House to move it forward. But it seems they don't want to give away a win. I mean, that's really the way it feels where I stand here. Because, and you mentioned something. It improves labor conditions, not just in America, across North America. It makes access to markets. And intellectual property is also a big part of this that I think is critical and cutting edge, really.
It is, and it does make sure that we're maintaining and protecting our intellectual property as under this agreement, and that really spills over to the other major trade issue that's going on, of course, is China, where the president has been working to try to, get the Chinese to begin behaving, protecting our intellectual property, to stop stealing our stuff, to end the forced licensing that happens if a U.S. company wants to do business in China. They're many times forced to take on a Chinese joint venture partner that then quickly steals their technology, sets up their own manufacturing process, and then puts them out of business.
Right, competes directly against them using their own technology because that was the part of the deal to do business. What do you think is a time frame? Do you have any idea? USMCA, as we know, it's critical for all of the states and all the reasons we talked about. Can you give us any impression of where we might be in the conversation?
Well, we really need it to happen soon. I mean, and I know that Speaker Pelosi has said that it's imminent. I do hope that's true because we do need to get it done. We're running out of time. We have Congress that needs to pass this. I mean, they have around 14 or fewer legislative days left before Christmas.
Yeah.
And they need to get this done.
Well, you look at a district like my own that Donald Trump won by 7 points or 8 points. The 8th Congressional District in Michigan won by a freshman member of Congress in 2018, Alyssa Slotkin, who was going to do X, Y, and Z, none of which has happened. I mean, there's nothing happening. You talk about, Congress being stalemated or gridlocked. I've never seen anything like it until right now because it seems that, well, they're all playing all their cards on impeachment, unfortunately, and taking all the oxygen out of the room when there are big things we should be doing. I'll give you the last word.
We just, this is a big win for U.S. farmers and ranchers. It's a big win for workers. The USMCA is a great agreement. It creates new market access opportunities, and we really need Congress to take action so that we can lock in those wins that will benefit the American people.
Well, Steve, I greatly appreciate you being here. Steve Sensky is the Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture, joining us here live for this special program at the White House. Steve, greatly appreciate it.
Great. And, thank you so much, Steve.
And I hope you guys can find a way to finesse this through, I suppose.
Great.
Thank you so much. There you have it. All right. So, again, all of these interviews, if you want to go back and revisit the interviews, you go to stevegruber.com to the podcast. It's all there for you. And it's all brand new, more content than you can imagine. We just lit it up about a week ago, and we've got all of these great things going on. We want you to be a part of it. It's stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. Go there now. And by the way, if you do, click on that Wolverine button, get yourself a free water test and a chance to win a $7,500 pure water clean air prize package for the holidays. You can't get that just anywhere, and you can't shake a stick at that now, can you? That's all from your good friends at Wolverine and your friends right here at the Steve Gruber Show. It's a Tuesday. You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this